10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection. Choose from 26 stylish colors and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How well do you develop it? How well do you coach it? Right? That, you know, so football, to me, man, it's always coaching, and coaching. That's what this stuff comes down to. So we got some wild games going on here. Now, when it comes down, I'm not going to say this Vegas game, UNLV and Eastern Washington comes down to coaching. It comes down to Prozac. That's what it comes down to, I think. It comes down to Prozac. So wild stuff. Touchdown Central Florida. Yeah, they go for two. They don't get the two. Oh, my man. You want to talk about tight and sharp numbers? Whoa, Nelly. This is why, though. All right, I got a winner home right now here. Over under 66. Cash it. That's a winner. Yes, I'll take that. Thank you very much. I'm on Central Florida -5. Oh, I doubled up on the 66. Nice. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're talking college football. And, you know, you look at the point spread, you look at the number tonight, and you look at the totals, it's landing right on the number. And I've said this before to people, and anyone that, like, knows this and follows me knows that when I win a bet, I'll usually win a bet pretty easily. You know what I mean? Like, my best bet tonight was the Tennessee Volunteer game to go under the number. It's funny because one of my last best bets was the same number, 62.5. Right? So 62.5. And it cruised under the number. When I lose, I always lose by like a painful hook, half a point this. So I always buy a point and stuff. Like I'll always, not like if it costs too much, maybe half a point here, but I'm not going to get screwed. I've been screwed too many times. I've been screwed too many times. I laid -138 for 66. So whatever. You can say, oh, Maritz, you bought points. Yeah, you're damn right I did. You're damn right I did. I'd rather have paid -138 for 66 and have a winner than lay -110 for 67.5 and know I'm going to get screwed over. Now, listen, there's still time left in this football game. And honestly, I've got big parlay on Central Florida money line. And Boise State can score. Like, that's why, like, there could be more points in this game, too, as it is already. All right? There could be more points in this game as there is already. We're also looking for points in the desert, Southern Utah and Arizona State. Come on, Herm. Don't be a nice guy. No more Mr. Herm guy. Don't be a nice guy, Herm. In fact, you know what? Alice Cooper lives in Arizona. Come on, man. I don't know if we're going to get here. We got over under 56 in this game. I think that's what I got. I think it was 50, yeah, 56. Even money. I didn't have to buy anything. It was an even 56. Like, I don't always, if a total's 56, I don't like, oh, I'm going to buy it to 54. But, like, when something's a weird number, like 67.5 or a point spread 6.5 and stuff or 6... It's like, nah, I've been around long enough to know that how...
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Sharp these numbers are. All right, we need some more points. Give us 17 more points in the desert. And let's get score again, Central Florida. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. You want to talk about craziness here? It's 2020. We going to overtime in UNLV? Did the kid just miss a field goal? Or was it blocked or what happened? I'm watching a million games at once here, and I see one kid looking kind of frustrated on the sidelines and dejected. Goofy kicker with a stupid headband on. Take your stupid headband off. If I'm a coach, no headbands. You're not tying. Take that headband off. I'm new school in some ways, but I'm old school in other ways. Dumb kicker. Kid's got a dumb headband. Now, come on, man. I don't even know what happened, and I'm mad at the kid. Can't believe we got a 2020 football game. And we got crazy. All right, we're going to overtime here. All right, I'm on Eastern Washington, and my apologies. I mushed it. It was 20-6, and I saw people in the chat saying they're on UNLV. I'm like, what are you guys doing? I told you, Eastern Washington was the play. And here we are right now. Oh, my God. Let's bring in Julio from Chicago, Julio Rosario, our Windy City Sports Report. What's going on, Julio? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Gabe. What a time to be alive. We have degenerates at sportsbooks from Las Vegas to Dubuque, Iowa, to Morgantown, West Virginia, all sweating this college football game.
Yeah, there's people, as you stated, it's a great time to be a college football fan, to have this stuff. Hey, it's back, right? It's back. We're back to the craziness. We're back to the sweat jobs, and we're back to everything else in between. How's your night so far? We'll get people caught up to date what's going on now in a couple of minutes. But how's your night been so far, Julio, with college football tonight?
Struck out 0-for-2 in first quarter over bets. I had over 14.5 at even money, Boise State, Central Michigan. I'm not going to say it was a bad beat. There were plenty of opportunities to get 15 points. That didn't happen. And then I had the first quarter over in South Florida, North Carolina State. Again, plenty of chances. Just couldn't get those 14 points. But I'm saving all my ammunition for tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. On top of World Cup qualifiers, Gabe, I've got many decisions to be made. So I took it easy tonight. Light card, Julio.
All right, good light card, Julio.
Yeah, I went to the salad bar tonight instead of going to getting the bulk shopping done on a Thursday night.
You didn't tune into Game Time Decisions tonight, I guess. You were out. You were at the salad bar. You were at Sizzler Salad Bar or something, or at the gym.
No, I was listening while eating at the Sizzlers game, actually. So,
yeah, we went big tonight. Big. How couldn't we? We got to be careful with this, though, with some of these nights. But tonight there were real teams playing. But later on, I want to identify another game as I want to identify another game in which remember last week we hit that UConn game to go under the number with Fresno State, 62.5. And I said it takes two to dance to get to 63. We had the exact same situation tonight with Tennessee and Bowling Green, 62.5. So Tennessee are kind of a mediocre team, and they're not really capable of scoring 55 points, and they are, but will they do it? They need everything to fall into place, and it's not happening. It was the same thing with Fresno. Fresno averaged 36 points a game last year, 35 points a game. All right, they scored 45 against a terrible UConn team. Right, they're not going to score 74 points. The coach will take the pedal off the metal. And the same thing tonight. I was like, Bowling Green will not be able to score on Tennessee. So they scored 6 points. I guess they scored a touchdown and missed the extra point or whatever. So they did score once. So that's my new deal. I want to sort of scan the board because I've been focusing so much sort of like on the big games. You know what I mean, Julio? But I want to find another total like this where it's just it's a mismatch and one team won't score. And the odds makers put these massive high numbers up. Bro, it takes two to dance, man. It takes two teams, man, for a game to get to 63 points. It's really hard for one team to do it on their own, Julio. Unless they win like 55-10 or something, you know?
You know, you got to tip my cap to you for that great angle, Gabe, with both UConn, Fresno State, and the Bowling Green game tonight. I mean, look, everyone's focusing on these big games, and that's fantastic. But on opening week and every week, really, until you know maybe week 9 or week 10, we have over 100 games on the menu. So let's find some of these games. Let's attack early in the season some of these numbers that are a bit inflated, numbers where they just need to put a number up. I agree with you. I'm looking at San Diego State, New Mexico State at 50.5, 51 points. I just think it's a little bit too low of a number to attack. Look at the Aggies only scored 3 points against UTEP. UTEP, the Miners, I gave the call over 3.5 plus 150 about a couple of weeks ago for the UTEP Golden Miners. Look, they're not Alabama defense, right? So can New Mexico State, their team totals 7.5? Can San Diego State win, 40 to 10? 40 to 3? It's quite possible. But I agree with you, Gabe. Let's find some numbers on the board where it's a bit inflated and we know the opponent's not gonna sniff 10 points.
It's not enough, Julio. And I like your style. I like San Diego State in this game, number one. Look, New Mexico State lost 30-3 last week to UTEP. And good call, you're one step closer. I remember you're UTEP 3.5, Julio. Let's get it. So you're one step closer. So they lost 30, and let's be real. UTEP's win total, think about that, guys. UTEP's win total is 3.5. They went into New Mexico State. It was a home game for New Mexico State. They lost 30-3. To a team whose win total is 3.5. Now they're going to go to California to take on one of the best defenses in the country. Let's be real. San Diego State's defense is elite. All right? Like, if they were in the SEC, would it be, you know, no. But they can play with anybody, pretty much. Like, their defense is very good. Their offense is whatever. But the only thing is, will Brady Hoke screw this up, which he's a hard guy to trust? Does he wear a headset at least now? But even by accident, San Diego State covers the number. My concern is, Julio, with this one, it's not 62.5. It's not right. A big number. It's 50.5. And it wouldn't surprise me if San Diego State won this game 49-3. And oops, we lose. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's not high enough. But I do like to lay the points there. I am into laying the points in the game. As far as the totals, all right, what's a blowout game here? Got to look for like a massive spread. What's a blowout? All right, Kent State and Texas A&M. That's another one, too. 67.5. That's a lot of points, bro. Like, Texas A&M will probably win that game, like...
What about Old Dominion Wake Forest at 61.5, Gabe?
No, not that one. Wake Forest's offense is really good, and their defense is terrible, right? So it's not, and Old Dominion might be able to score on them a bit. So that's another one. That could actually go over. You got to look, it's got to be like a mismatch, like of all mismatches. Like, Kent State, how the hell are those kids going to, like, pick up first down in the trenches against Texas A&M Aggie players that go first overall in the NFL? Come on. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
$100, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Man. I'm getting a flashback. We have Julio Rosario joining us from Chicago right now. Play-by-play voice, Chicago State, Windy City Bulls. This reminds me, so it was 6-3, right? It was 6-3 at the half at his UNLV game. I wasn't watching it earlier. I was watching the other games, but it was 6-3. And I'm on Eastern Washington here. It's now 35-27. It was 6-3 at the half. And I swear, Julio, when I lived in Vegas, we could look the game up, whatever. So it was around 2012, I think this happened in 2013. Might have been 14, 13, 12, whatever. UNLV opened up the season against the Minnesota Golden Gophers, okay? And it was like a Thursday night game, same thing. It was like the first open start of the season. Start of the season, Thursday night game. UNLV's offense was terrible. And I said, I bet a lot of money. I put like $1,500 on a game or something. I went to the game. And I swear, it was the same damn thing, bro. It was like 3-3 at the half, okay, Julio? And I was celebrating. I thought I was a genius. It was like 3-3 or 6-3 at the half, man. Same damn thing. The same thing happened, Julio. In the second half, bro, next thing you knew, man, it was like... 6-6 and then 9-9 and then like 12-12 or something stupid. It was like a field goal fest. And it sort of occurred to me, but I was pretty hammered at the time because I thought I was about to win a lot of money. So then it sort of occurred to me, I'm like, no way, this game's not going to overtime, is it? Bro, went to overtime and it turned into one of those, I don't know, 41-38 games or something, you know what I mean? And this game, same thing. Can you imagine how many under this one? It was 6-3 at the half, Matthias and Julio. It was 6-3. 6-3 at the half. It's 35-27 in overtime now.
Now imagine if this was the late-night chase game. Say you had Minnesota at a bad number earlier today, or you had...
There's somebody out there that had this. Yeah. I guarantee you, there's someone that had Minnesota... plus 13.5 and has this under. It's just by mathematical probability someone has to have it.
No, yeah. You know, it's week one.
Oh, my God.
You're already contemplating not betting the rest of the season. It's one of those nights where you take a deep breath and just...
The kid in overtime. So they got to go for two now. So they got to go for two. Eastern Washington goes for two and gets it. They're up by 8. Julio, so they get UNLV gets the ball on the 25-yard line. Eastern Washington sacks him, okay? It's like, all right, this game, I'm looking over, I'm like, all right, good. This game's on the verge of being done. Good, good, good. Yeah, they just sacked him. It's UNLV. The kid, Julio, just scrambled and ran it in for a touchdown from like the 25-yard line, bro. The quarterback.
Oh.
He looked like Randall Cunningham. Speaking of UNLV. Like, who is this? Randall Cunningham? Now they're going for two. This is the game. Oh, God. Stop them. Oh, my God. You can't make this up.
Conversion's good?
Bro, they threw the ball and the kid caught it. The kid caught it on the goal line, but it was short.
Wow.
Like, you can't. But the thing is, Julio, how do you throw the ball short from the 2-yard line? Like, this is the problem. And we talk about this. These college guys, they. You believe the spread was 2 in this game, too? It closed at 2? That's why I took the money line. Oh, my God. This stuff's crazy, man. It was 35-33 final score, Julio. So, I swear so. So, the kid run. This is just bad play calling, though. This is bad play calling. Like, I'm not going to blame the kid for not running into the end zone. Man, his foot touched the line, but the ball never got in. So the kid got open. He ran across the slot, Julio. But this is my problem. So, as I just stated, you got this tall, lanky kid, this new quarterback for UNLV that is put in. Dude, he's like, see, looks tall. He's a tall, skinny kid. And he just scrambled and danced around people to score like an 18-yard touchdown run, a 22-yard touchdown run or something. You're on the 2-yard line, Julio. How the hell do you not just run a QB sneak with the kid? You know what I mean? Just say, hey, kid, just get it in a damn end zone. Instead, they had him drop back. He drops back to like the 10-yard line, Julio. He's in the shotgun.
Yeah.
I hate that. You're on the 2-yard line. You just turned it into a 10-yard line play. Like, he literally threw the ball from like the 10-yard line, the kid. So he snaps the ball from the 5. He drops back, throws a pass, throws a bullet to the goal line. The kid is short. It's like, come on, guys. You don't have a better play call than this. I'm amazed the kid pulled off the beautiful throw that he did, actually. Like, it's just, you got, I'm glad, Julio, but that's just bad coaching. You got a big 6'3", 6-foot quarterback that shows he can run. Bro, man, just run a little run. Just run a little option. Just tell him, just run for the edge. No one will catch you, bro. It's not the kids on Eastern Washington is Lawrence Taylor, a linebacker. Come on. Bad play call.
I've been amazed over the last couple of years just watching college, just watching football in general. The play calling from the red zone, from the 20 on in, is atrocious. At the 2, you can't call that. I agree with you. You either do a quarterback sneak, you run it up the gut. You don't blame the kid. You blame the coaching, bad coaching. And just imagine there's someone at the book right now saying, wow, I went through almost 3 hours of football to get the push.
You know what? It's coming together for us. It's coming together for us. We were on Eastern Washington. The point spread was 2. We played the money line. The total was 67, 67 and a half. In the Boise game, I bought it down to 66. I get the win. It gets to 67. The point spread, I bought it down to 5. I get the push. I win there. I can't complain. And I'm looking at the account now. And now, let's close it, gentlemen, with a win. I'm on over 56. And ladies, I'm on over 56 in this Southern Utah Arizona State game. And it's 34-14 right now with 12 minutes left in the game. And Arizona State are moving the ball, actually. So we're at 48 points. I need 9 more points. So now that we need 10 points. Like, we need 2 touchdowns, a touchdown and a field goal. I don't know if Southern Utah can score again, but let's get it. Let's get it. So what are you looking at tomorrow in college football, Julio?
Boy, it's not the hottest game of the season, Gabe, but it's the number just shot out like a cannon to me. Team total, over 7.5, Northern Colorado against Colorado tomorrow night. I'm also going to take plus 37.5. Shop around for the best number, but plus 37.5 tomorrow night, Northern Colorado against Colorado. Now, it's Frank McCaffrey, first game as the head coach for Northern Colorado. His son, You know him quite well, Gabe. Dylan McCaffrey. Transferring from Michigan to Greeley, Colorado to take over for the Bears. Look, are Colorado the best team in the country? No, they're a good team, but I think Northern Colorado can get at least 8 points tomorrow night, and I don't think Colorado can beat them by 37, 38 points. So that's what
you're
onto
something.
At.
Yeah, I like that.
So, again, it's just the numbers shout out to me. It's, again, look, 8 points. I could cash this ticket by the end of the first half or the third quarter, or I could be sweating, praying that they get a field goal late in the game. But
I think you're onto something. You've identified a good one there, Julio. Good job. That they're not 38 points better. Who did Colorado? Come on, they're not Clemson playing the Citadel here. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and not to mention Montez is their quarterback. That kid, he's on Washington now, right? He's in the NFL. It's a lot of points to lay. Dylan McCaffrey was a big-time recruit, man. Big-time recruit, right? And obviously we know that McCaffrey's no football. All of them have been good from the fathers, the grandfathers, everyone. Like, so I like where you're going with this. I didn't take a look at that game yet, but you've piqued my interest.
And again, like this number is a majority based on Northern Colorado's numbers last season without Dylan McCaffrey. So again, team total over 7.5 for the Bears to get 8 points, and I don't think Colorado are 38 points better. So I'm looking at those two numbers. Also, Gabe, the team total for the Kansas Jayhawks, depending on your book, is either 1 or 1.5. FanDuel, it's 1.5. Shaded to the under,
yeah,
so it's
yeah.
1.5 plus 160 minus 190 on the under 1.5. They play South Dakota, 14.5. Kansas might win, but I don't think they're going to win by 15 points against South Dakota. So give me South Dakota plus 14.5 minus 115, and give me South Dakota on the money line plus 460. If you see Davis can get the shocking win tonight against Tulsa, I don't see why South Dakota at almost 5-1 can't beat the Kansas Jayhawks.
Big card Julio kicking with his Windy City Sports Report. I want to get Julio's thoughts on the Illini laying 4.5 against UTSA right now. Numbers coming down. A lot of the gambling hipsters and all these guys, the so-called sharks, think that UTSA is going to go in there and beat them outright, that it's a letdown spot for Illinois. I'm not so sure.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
What?
Kicking it at Windy City Sports Report. Julio Rosario joining us. We've got Mick Aussie's going to step up and in a level 3. Want to get a little soccer as well, but it's college football. What a wild night tonight, man. Wild, wild night. And it feels like the season just sort of started for real tonight, you know, even though it already started. So UCF wins 36-31 over Boise State. Depending on when you bet it, it's one of those deals. Although, the total stayed under because it was 69.5. It ended up closing at like 67, 67.5. Gets to 67. So it all depends on what you bet, when you bet it, where you bet it. Same thing with Ohio State and Minnesota tonight, Julio. You know, I was on Ohio State minus 13. It was 13.5. I bought it down to 13. And then some people had Minnesota at plus 14.5. It ended up closing at 14.5.
Yeah, I was listening to Game Time Decisions earlier today, and it seemed like it was a perfect night for the Billy Walter type bettors, right? The guys that probably had 14.5, 13 on both sides of the aisle and were able to do quite nicely. But that's the thing, Gabe. If you want to do well in some of these markets that are extremely sharp, that you have to get the best of the number either a few days before kickoff, or if you're betting the dog, you might want to wait maybe 20 minutes before kickoff to get the best of the number. It's these algorithms are sharp. These odds makers are sharp. And, that's why I like to attack the mid-major games, Mr. Morenzi.
Yeah, this is why I said a couple of minutes ago, whenever I lose, I only lose by a point. So, classic example right now. I haven't lost yet. There's 8 minutes left, but I've got over 56. It's 41-14 right now. They're at 55 with 8 minutes left. And I'll be honest, I would have bought points in this game, but I couldn't because it was one of those add-on games. You know what I mean?
Extra games, yep.
Yeah. They wouldn't let me for Southern Utah and Arizona State, even though they should for an Arizona State game. Pissed me off. But, see, it's a classic example. When I lose, watch. If I lose, I'll lose this game, guys. So I got over 56. They're at 55. There's 8 minutes left. My concern here is, I don't know, Southern Utah would kick a field goal, actually, if they had the opportunity to. Doesn't mean it would go in.
They got to practice.
Yeah, well, they're not going to quit. And the thing is, Arizona State won't. So it's almost like Arizona State, do they care about scoring again, Arizona State? I don't know. It's 41-14 with 8 minutes left. So we'll see. I got a little wiggle room. In-game total is 62.5, 61.5, so I got a little wiggle room here. Anything on Saturday, Julio, before we get into some soccer?
You know, I'm looking at, you're talking about maybe tackling some of these inflated totals. The team total for Tulane is 17.5. Under 68.5 might be a worthwhile play for me with Oklahoma against Tulane. I'm betting that Tulane doesn't get to 20. And betting that, say, Oklahoma, if they're in the 50 range by the fourth quarter, that we're in this scenario that you're talking about right now with Arizona State, where do Oklahoma want to score, get that 60th point late in the fourth quarter? Possibly, but I don't think Lincoln Riley will make it an urgent necessity to get there. So under 68.5 is a number I'm looking at Saturday, Tulane, Oklahoma. I'm looking at Nevada tomorrow against Cal on the money line, plus 142. Central Michigan and Missouri. I'm looking at over 60.5. I think the Chippewas, Missouri's defense, this ain't Alabama, okay? This ain't Ohio State. This is the Missouri Tigers. And I think the Chippewas can get some points to get it over the numbers. So give me over 60.5. Chippewas, Mizzou. Under 55.5. Sexy game for you, Mr. Morenzi. Pittsburgh-UMass. Team total for the Minutemen is 7.5 plus 105 at FanDuel. Like, again, I know.
Yeah, I like that.
Pitt could get 56 by themselves. I don't think they will. So give me under 55.5 Pitt and UMass.
I like, see, that's a good identification there. You're right. I tell you, UMass going to have a very hard time scoring on Pitt. Pitt's got a very good defense. They're not, you know what I mean? Pitt don't play around. I was thinking about, I got Pitt on my list, actually, of laying the points. It's 37.5, 38, whatever. I was thinking long and hard about laying the points there, but I like where you're going with it. I don't think UMass will score. Like, when I say I don't think teams will score, doesn't mean I'm betting they're going to get shut out, but would you say their team total is 6.5? Because that's what I'm thinking, exactly.
If they score... It's 7.5. And a half on Facebook.
I would go under. I would go under. I don't think they score more than one touchdown. Or they score a touchdown, miss the extra point, or they kick two field goals or something. I don't think they score. I would go under the 7.5, therefore... Because you're right. I think if you ask me to score this game, Pittsburgh will win 49-0 or 45-3 or something like that. I wish we had a little more wiggle room, but I do think it'll go under that 55.5.
A couple more games I'm looking at, Gabe. Cincinnati team total over 35.5 against Miami of Ohio. Army money line plus 110 against Georgia State. And you talked about it. I think it's the perfect number for Illinois against the Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio. So give me the Illini first half minus 2.5, full game minus 4.5 against the Roadrunners.
I'm buying in. You know, I like them over 3.5. I like them against Nebraska. And
yep.
I don't think that letdown's coming right now. He's got a chip on his shoulder. He does. I like the makeup, the discipline of the team. Teddy was reluctant to admit it, but he even said, you know what, the fundamentals are pretty solid for Illinois. They were ready to play last week. And he knows. Like, they're not going to take it for granted. They know UTSA have some good athletes, but ultimately, I think the Big Ten talent and I think the ground game of Illinois will just wear them out as the game goes on.
If you look at the post-game box score against Nebraska, the numbers, Nebraska outgained Illinois. The Illini outrushed Nebraska by only 7, but the big fundamental numbers were Nebraska created more turnovers. Illinois had more sacks, less penalties for Illinois. I think Nebraska had 5 penalties for 67 yards. And the Illini controlled the time of possession. I think it was like 34 to like 25 minutes in that game. So they did all the little things right, which makes Illinois, for me, Gabe, a team I want to play on more over the course of the season. I think you're going to see some inflated numbers once Big Ten play rolls around. And at 3.5, they're a quarter of the way there. I think they will beat the Roadrunners, so that's 2 wins in the They're going to beat Charlotte later in the year. I think they could possibly steal a win against Purdue. They'll possibly beat Rutgers. So I like Illinois. They're a play-on team for me. And, again, I think they're just going to do everything right, the fundamentals. They're not going to take dumb penalties. They're going to control the time of possession. I think they win by 7, maybe even 10 points against UTSA. But at 4.5, it's the perfect number for me.
The Windy City Sports Report on the Late Night Anger Management Class. So let's get a little soccer. And I got to tell you, man, I don't know if you're riding the wave right now, the Vancouver Whitecaps, but one of the best stories in the MLS right now, one of the best bets in sports. You know, it's a little different. You know, okay, Baltimore Orioles lose 18 in a row, et cetera, whatever the hell it was. All right, that's one thing. But, you know, for soccer, as you know, it's not easy to go unbeaten in 9 matches in the MLS. It's a rarity that you see that. So it's a very impressive run. So the Vancouver Whitecaps have won 3 straight matches for the first time since 2017 as part of a 9-match unbeaten streak. Now 4 wins and 5 draws, the longest in their club's MLS history. So they've never gone this long without losing. And it's funny because they're in the middle of an 8-game undefeated streak, and they fired their manager. And they bring in a new guy, and then they were even better. They scored 4 goals, and they won 4-1. Against Salt Lake. So this is interesting. Vancouver have won 4 times in a row, just once in their club history before. They host Austin FC this weekend. They came from behind and they beat Austin FC on August 18th. I was on them in that game. And this is interesting as well. The Whitecaps have only lost once in 7 appearances against expansion teams since 2017 in the MLS. So that's pretty impressive as well. I'll tell you, the Vancouver Whitecaps, hell of a story right now. Julio, and they're plus money to beat Austin at home. And they got something special going in at BC Place. Let me tell you, it's loud as hell in there.
You got to play the streaks. You play the hot hand, especially if they're plus money against a team that gave up 5 goals at home to Dallas last weekend in a 5-2, 5-3 defeat. You'd imagine that Austin would want to play a defensive-minded game, more parking the bus, want to take maybe a 0-0 draw, 1-1. But a home team on a hot streak, I think it's worthwhile to take plus value for Vancouver and then maybe take a draw no bet if the price is at a decent value, meaning if they draw, you get your money back. But I think it's a worthwhile play.
You know what? If you look at Austin, they've been pretty volatile. They're all over the place. Like, they lose 1-0 to Salt Lake. Then they lose. They lose 2-1. They blow the lead to Vancouver. Vancouver beats them in Austin, Texas, a couple of weeks ago, 2-1. Then they beat the Portland Timbers 3-1. That's a nice win. Then they turn around and Dallas FC or FC Dallas beat them 5-2. So that they're 5-3. They're coming off the 5-3 loss last Sunday. But we'll see. At some point, the bubble will burst for Vancouver. But they're playing themselves into a playoff mix right now. I think they're like a point behind Salt Lake. It's a big, big game for Vancouver. But they got a great thing going, and they're plus money. That's the whole thing. As you stated, like if you want to play, you know, you play them at plus money. You play a little draw action because they probably don't lose. Maybe they draw, but I think they win again, Julio. What are you betting on soccer this weekend or coming up?
European World Cup qualifiers on Saturday. Over 2.5 goals between France and Ukraine. I like that. Ukraine, I think defensively won't be enough to stop France, but I do think they could possibly squeak in a goal to get a 2-1 victory. So that's one of the games I'm looking at. And probably link up a bunch of parlays in these World Cup qualifiers and look at the under 2.5 goals in a lot of these South American World Cup qualifiers that have been hitting pretty well. But my focus really has been on college football and a lot of these week one matchups and trying to tackle some of these inflated lines.
You're not attacking the big games? We got like Georgia, Clemson, Penn State, Wisconsin, LSU, UCLA.
I don't want to... They destroyed Hawaii defensively, but...
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operate. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Like I would take UCLA maybe on the money line as a road dog or home dog, but I'm trying to stay away from the big games. I like to take advantage of the weaker market.
We'll wrap up with Julio on the other side. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. All right, we only got a couple of more minutes with Julio. It's a three-minute warning, level two. Follow him on Twitter, JN Reports. All right, Julio. So, yeah, we got all the big games this week. You seem to be shying away from them. I got to tell you, I'm really liking the LSU Tigers to beat UCLA. The point spread's 2.5 right now. I'm really amazed. People have really bought into UCLA, what they did last week. And our boy Matthias is very impressed on how you pronounce Hawaii. You've got it down, the correct pronunciation.
Which I appreciate that game.
I don't, evidently.
Hawaii. I love Hawaii. I think it's all the years in college and then watching them late night at 2 in the morning sweating out an over.
I know, that's what everybody thinks. I don't know if they realize that at that school, that when people think of their school, the first thing people think of is the bailout special. It's like, oh, I had a bailout special. They're not in that stadium anymore, and they're not allowed fans this year. So you're not pulling the trigger on any of these big games?
I don't know if it's categorized as a big game. I'm looking at Fresno State plus 20.5 against Oregon, that nugget in Mark Lawrence's playbook, with Fresno State being 7-1 as a underdog of 14 points or more. That intrigues me a little bit. I'm just trying to find just digging for some bad numbers here, Gabe. I do really like Nevada as a dog against Cal. Northwestern minus 3. That's more of a coaching handicap play with Pat Fitzgerald against Michigan State tomorrow night. So I'm going with the Cats, but I got to cross the border for that play.
Julio Rosario. Julio, happy Labor Day weekend. Always a pleasure. May the winners be yours, my man.
Yeah, you too, Gabe. Good luck, everybody.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Bring it.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.